Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Nicola Everett.
It's Friday the 20th of December. Coming up, heavy rain hits Kent as Christmas getaway starts.
Be prepared, especially if you're heading out on a long journey. Check your car, check all the levels, especially if you don't tend to do long journeys for the rest of the year.
New head teacher shares vision for the future.
We have already spent a lot of time working with residents and holding community events to create relationships right from the outset.
In sport, Gillingham look to kick off the festive season with a win.
We don't want to look behind at this game, see it as a missed opportunity, so we want to take all 3 points.
Kent Online News.
Well, first today, firefighters have rescued several people from cars stranded in floodwater after a night of heavy rain in Kent. Crews were called to Ashford, Maidstone and Tunbridge and have also been helping colleagues in East Sussex after downpours overnight. Now, the bad weather also caused travel disruption earlier, with part of the M26 closed and trains unable to run between Strood and Maidstone West after a landslide. Well, to add to all that disruption caused by the bad weather, the Christmas getaway is also starting. The AA expects roads to be particularly busy over the next few days, with delays likely on major routes, including the M25. It could also be extra busy on the A2 and M20, with shoppers heading to Bluewater and the designer outlet in Ashford. James Worley is from our travel provider Inrix.
We're expecting, obviously, the shopping traffic to impact routes such as into Bluewater and, of course, around the designer outlet at Ashford. And the motorways, well, Highways England are going to be taking out 98% of roadworks by this morning. They hopefully will have taken those out. They can't, of course, take out the major works on the M20. They're going to leave those in between junctions 3 and 5. So that could be busy on that stretch, passing Maidstone and the A229. And the A249. And of course, the two-lane stretch of the M20 will have to stay in place between Ashford and Maidstone, London bound, because of course that's in preparation for Operation Brock if that's needed again. So most of the Highways England roadworks will be taken out, apart from in Kent, the M20 works passing Maidstone. So that could be busy.
Will we need to stock up at all, do you think? Is there an extreme case?
Well, in terms of weather, the weather forecast doesn't look too bad. It is meant to get colder again next week, but as it stands now, I don't think any snow schedule, but you never know. But obviously, the usual advice, just in case you're heading out on a long journey, packing food, hot drinks, and just in case, you know, blankets, etc. So be prepared, especially if you're heading out on a long journey. Check your car, check all the levels, especially if you don't tend to do long journeys for the rest of the year. Christmas, obviously, I think the average journey length is over 200 miles for a lot of people. So check your levels, your coolant, and your washer reservoir. Just check your car is as prepared as it can be for what could be a long journey and possibly long delays over the next few days.
Okay, and just to reiterate, when is expected to be the busiest time, and perhaps, you know, we should be setting off earlier or much later than that?
That's right. Leave it as late as possible. Set off in the early hours through today until 3-4 o'clock is when it's likely to reach a peak, and then hopefully it'll tail off. And then again, Saturday, we're expecting peak times to be between 10 and 4. Sunday, kind of the same. And then Monday and Tuesday, traffic is also likely to be pretty busy around the middle of the day. But again, staggering the rush hour getaway as Christmas, as I say, obviously falls middle of next week. So could help us with the Christmas getaway, the dates and the day of the week that Christmas falls on this year.
Meantime, plans to ease traffic around Ashford Retail Park will come into effect today ahead of the festive sales. Work on building junction 10A is going to stop to temporarily reopen lanes on the A2070 and the new link road until January the 2nd. Highways England have also confirmed that the A20 will also be open in both directions over the Christmas period. Don't forget, of course, to tune in to KMFM for regular travel updates.
Kent Online reports.
A man's been charged with what police have described as Syria-related terrorism offences after being arrested in Dover. 32-year-old Daniel Burke from Manchester was detained earlier this month and is due in court today. At the time he was arrested, West Midlands Counter-Terrorism Unit said there was no risk to the public. Ashford's MP says removing the Operation Brock barrier from the M20 is his first priority after being re-elected. You might remember the barrier was installed between Ashford and Maidstone back in February to help ease congestion if there are cross-channel delays caused by Brexit. Well, Damian Green says it needs to be taken away by the 31st of January. That's the date when the UK is now due to leave the EU. The head teacher of a new school in Ebbsfleet Garden City has been sharing her vision for the future with Kent Online. Joanne Wilkinson-Tabby has been inviting local parents to Ebbsfleet Green Primary this week to find out more. And the newly appointed head teacher says it's exciting to be starting from scratch.
We are in a really fortunate position to be there early on in the building scheme. And we have already spent a lot of time working with residents and holding community events to create relationships right from the outset. So we're looking at more of these. For example, this afternoon I'm going to be meeting local residents to talk about my ideas for curriculum content and how we're going to bring something different to Ebbsfleet Green, and we will continue to work with the residents of Ebbsfleet.
Have you ever worked with a brand new community like this before, one that's sort of being built from the ground up? Because it seems like it's a really interesting concept, just starting from scratch with something.
No, I've never had this opportunity. I have worked for a long time in education, so I feel that I am ready for such a great opportunity, and I'm going to fully embrace it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you talked there about how you want to reach out to the community and speak to people about how exactly you're going to make this school different. I mean, tell us, how exactly are you going to make this school different?
Okay, so its maritime intent is to create opportunities for children that they wouldn't ordinarily receive in other schools. So not alongside knowledge and the acquisition of knowledge, through our curricula, we aim to teach different skill sets. We're looking at developing life skills within children and functional skills as alongside those academic know-how. And this, we feel, is really important. So all of our teaching and learning comes with different skill sets, and we are looking at how we can build outcomes into that to make it a real experience for our children.
Well, those functional skills as well, and a thing that people sometimes criticise about curriculum is that there's not enough to be done at an earlier enough level to make sure that kids have skills that they will then use going into adulthood. Things like understanding money and good sex education and things like that. So, I mean, what are some of the examples of those kind of functional skills that you want to bring into these future kids that will be coming to the school?
Okay, so what we believe in is that nobody knows what jobs our children are going to be exposed to as they grow older. So we are looking at developing functional skills that enable our children to access learning independently, that they have functional skills that support metacognition, that they can order and sort and classify information, they can utilise it in a meaningful and practical way, and that we have life skills as well, which support their confidence and their ability to communicate, and just so that they can believe that they can achieve. And alongside that, there's resilience as well.
And I suppose wanting to bring all of this together and create like a coherent school experience for these kids, that must be kind of, it's obviously down to you as the head teacher, but obviously down to the people that you get in to teach these kids as well. So do you have to approach that slightly differently because you want to change the way these kids are being taught slightly?
Absolutely. We are appointing staff in the new year, and part of their induction will be to co-create a curriculum intent for Ebbsfleet Green, which will be slightly different to our other curricula in maritime. And this is because we really do want to harness the opportunities that working within a garden city will bring to us. So we are going to be looking at entrepreneurial opportunities within the curriculum. So our new staff will be trained in creating a curriculum that is fit for purpose, and we'll also be looking at big outcomes. Big outcomes are opportunities for children to bring together those skill sets. So not only are they showing their expertise in subject knowledge, but they're also going to be sharing that with parents and other members of the community, and that's going to be developing their functional and life skills.
Kent Online reports.
Katie Price's ex-boyfriend has been cleared of threatening a police officer outside his Kent home. 31-year-old Chris Boysom from Haven Close in Eisted Rise had been accused of saying he'd break the officer's jaw following a row with photographers in October last year. A jury found him not guilty. Police are hunting the driver of a car which is reported to have deliberately driven at a special constable in Margate. It's said to have failed to stop in North Down Road on Monday. The vehicle was later found abandoned in Fort Paragon. And First World War training trenches in Kent have been given enhanced protected status. The site at Tolsford Hill in Saltwood near Hythe is among 500 places included on the 2019 list. They were used to train troops before they went to the Western Front.
Kent Online Sport.
Cricket and Kent's Joe Denley is among several England players who've gone down with an illness bug sweeping the camp in South Africa. He's unlikely to feature in a warm-up match against South Africa A after suffering from flu-like symptoms. England have called up Somerset bowlers Dominic Best and Craig Overton ahead of next week's Boxing Day test. Staying with cricket, and Kent's Tammy Beaumont hit 23 not out for England's women as they wrapped up a 3-0 series victory against Pakistan. They won the final match of their T20 competition by 26 runs in Kuala Lumpur. And in football, Gillingham will aim to continue their strong form at Priestfield when they host MK Dons in an early kickoff in League One tomorrow. The Gills head into the match having won their last 5 home games in all competitions without conceding a single goal. Midfielder Alfie Jones says they can't take a result for granted though.
I think every game's a tough game. I think looking at the table, they need to beat us on Saturday to sort of close that gap between the sort of bottom half and the top half. So, and we're the same, we want to push on up the table, so we don't want to look behind at this game and see it as a missed opportunity. So we want to take all 3 points. We know it's going to be a tough game. Obviously they're not in the best of form, but they're still a good team. They've got good players in that, so it's going to be a tough game, but we'll look to win it.
What do you think you guys need to do more to, you know, Steve Evans, the manager's been talking about, obviously you're seeing a lot more aspects of what he wants from you guys, yeah, and getting closer. How far away do you think you are from having that complete performance?
I think we're a lot closer than we think we are, especially from the last couple of games. We've proven them performances, and the clean sheets show it, that we've been working hard in the training ground, and now it's just getting that final bit in the final third and that clinicalness in front of goal to kill games off for definite.
And again, another home game, of course, is that going to be another key to keeping that consistency going?
Yeah, I think the form at home has been unbelievable in the past few weeks, so we're going to look to continue that, and hopefully we can take all 3 points.
That's it for now, but for more news throughout the day, you can head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.